There's no explanation of Hamlet, Rishai, Mesh, and Neil Rifka Mercer is really from Nathan Ramesh, but it's just for Shalema, for Chaim Mesh, Iba Malcolm, and Brachma Sarah Malcolm, Matrix and Fegaldina, and it's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Lam and Zion, Sif Aleph. Yeah, that's the end. Then this will be finishing off Myrov over here. You don't have Chazar Shashatz. As we all know, there's no Chazar Shashatz. Why Myrov? Also, we do not do Nefilah Sapayim, meaning we do not say Tachnon by Myrov. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Ain Shliach Tzibur. Why not? Why is Myrov different than Shachar Samincha? She ain't Tefilas Arvis Chayva. This is from the Rambam. Your Rabbi says this, Tfilas Arvis is not a chayv, rak mitzvah. Okay, so it's more than a reshus, it's a mitzvah, you're accomplishing a mitzvah when you do it. But loy neschayev ba'adam, and there's no chiyav. You don't have to, it's optional. Do you want to do the mitzvah? Do you don't want to do the mitzvah? Sheyitztarech et shliach tzibah lohoytzi dei chayvasei. So you're going to go ahead. What's the whole purpose of Chazar Shashatz? The whole purpose of Chazar Shashatz is to be mighty. Somebody who doesn't have a daven, he has a chiyav to daven. Nobody has a chiyav, so why do I have to do it? Va'afila in the kavua chayva. We went ahead and we were kaveir a chayva. Mikol makam loy alam in haga l'shav yechayva kedei l'pruch etzibur l'hachzar shatz betfilo. The chacham did not feel that the fact that the olam went ahead and accepted it upon themselves as a chayva was not a strong enough reason that we should go ahead and make a tircha de tzibura to go ahead and make the people go through a chazar sashat. So, neifel, we don't have tachna v'chein, kosav habachem, agon avram. Ba'filus, fa'alu, avrasu, ayd, yoyimei, neifelus. Even if you daven ma'ariv earlier in the day, meaning from plaka mincha, the kras shav yalayla, because when you daven ma'ariv before the night, you make the you making that into the night, and by night there is no tachna. Let's say you had a situation that you didn't daven mincha, it was an oinus, and now you're doing a tashlumin to your mincha, which means you daven two shmoneh esrus by ma'ariv. So your first one is ma'ariv, your second one is mincha. Gam kenei lifel. So even if you're doing your tashlumin, and even if you're doing your tashlumin after plaga mincha, meaning you're doing it by day, you still don't do tachnan, even though it's making up the mincha. Because of Shulta Gebarim, Resh Brachas, the Shulta Gebarim writes, Nahagi mitzask mekoimus loy mashir amalis hinu barchu, hine barchu, there is some place of the minig, which those who daven nusach svarad, that is our minig before Meirav, we say shir amalis, koidem Meirav. Now why? It's always, like I said, the last two simonim, we learned a lot about why we do what, so it's very, can affect our davening in the positive. So why do we say this shir amalis before davening? Mishum Damrinan, the Gemara says, Ragal Likvaris Kaira, that when a person comes home from work, what should he do? He should, if he knows how to read Chumash, he should read some Chumash. The Tzarech Likvaris Shema, Mitech Divri Torah. We have to read Shema. You should first learn a little Torah. So, of course, Shear Malas is a capital Talem. So, we are learning a little Torah before we get to Meirav. So, if you didn't have a Seder before Meirav, at least you did a Shear Malas. Now, what comes out of here, yes, if you don't know what you're reading in the Torah, it's also Limud HaTorah, but obviously that's the lowest form of Limud HaTorah. The best form of of Limud HaTorah is at least knowing the meaning, so we should probably all take the time, at a minimum, that Kapitel Tilim, the Shear Malas that we say before Meirav, if the whole purpose is Limud HaTorah before Meirav, we should at least know what we're saying. Today, Baruch Hashem, pretty easy. We will take an art scroll Tehillim and Artskol Siddha, read it a couple of times, at least we'll know what we're saying before, if there's any of the words we don't know what they mean, we should at least, if we want to be Mekayim Limud HaTorah, we should be Mekayim Limud HaTorah properly. So why did they pick this one over any other one? So it fits very well. Kapitel Tehillim mentions Ha'oim de Hashem Beveis Hashem Belailas, those who are in Hashem's house at night. We are now in Shul at night, Davening Meirav, so it makes sense to say that capital inami, another reason, also brought down by Elia Rabba, Mishum Diksiv, Su'u Yedechem Kodesh Uvarcho Es Hashem. We're about to do Baruch Es Hashem. And in that capital says, Su'u Yedechem Kodesh Uvarcho Es Hashem. So it fits very, very well. It flows right into the Meirav. So either because of those two reasons is why this one was picked, but the main reason that we're saying a capital before davening is in order to make sure that we do a slight amount of Limud HaTorah before we start Meirav. And that is the end of the halachas of Meirav. Okay, let's start over here, Reish Lamed Ches. L'kvaya itim l'tayra b'layla. The inyan to have a set time to learn Torah by night in your house. Now, giving the heads up for all those that are faint of heart. This is a pretty scary sif that we're about to do. So buckle up. You have to be even more careful about learning some Torah every night, even more than by day. That those people who do not learn any Torah at night, their punishment is great. Now, there is differences of opinion as to exactly what the Mechaber means. So let's go back. The mitzvah of limudat Torah is vegisa b'yayim v'layla. We, every moment of our day, have a chiyuv of limudat Torah. However, there is the rule of limudat Torah is that I am allowed out of my limudat Torah because of certain things I have to do. I have to go out and work and make panasa. I'm allowed to not learn limudat Torah. I have to eat. I'm allowed to not have limudat Torah. I have to sleep. I'm allowed to not have limudat Torah. But al pi halacha, and I certainly don't have a long way to go on this, but with something we can all strive for, al pi halacha, v'gisa b'yayim v'layla, every free moment that you have is a time for limudat Torah. Many learn that this sif of the Mechaber is talking to the Baal HaBatim. By day, you have a heter not to learn Torah because you, even though you have to find some time, you have to learn a little Torah by day. But you have a heter not to learn Torah because you have a heter to go to work and you have to make panasa and feed your family. But however, at night, once you finish work, that goes out the window. So you have to learn Torah by night. That's pashut what the Mechaber is talking about. But why is it anshe merubah? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The limit alayla kedarinan. It says the night was created for learning Torah, meaning for the people who have to work during the day, the night was created because otherwise they only had daytime, they would have no time to learn Torah. The cave in the kach nivra halayla, this is the whole purpose of the night. Okay, so you have to be very careful. The issa b'gemara, the gemara brings down, somebody who does learn Torah by night, so here's the positive side. So if you want to have success during the day, you want to be matzliach during the day, learn Torah by night and you'll have success during the day. Shanema, yoimam yitzava Hashem chastoi, Hashem will command his chesed by day. By night, sing with me. Meaning, you learn my Torah by night, I'm going to give you the chesed by day. Oy damru, Gemara Menachas. Tamid chacham amayskim b'tayr b'layla. Tamid chacham will learn Torah by night. Ma'al aleim akosuf ki ili asukim b'avoida. Like they did the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Umeisi sham mikra, they bring in a raya from a pasuk over there. Oy damru. Whoever learns Torah by night, Shechina connected. The Shechina is opposite him. Shenema kuni reina b'layla, haynu lasik b'tayra. Uksiv basrei, what does it say right afterwards? Shivchi kamayim libech noichach b'nei Hashem. Pour out your heart, noichach b'nei Hashem, opposite Hashem. So if you're kumi reina b'layla, if you come and you learn by night, guess who you get to be shivchi kamayim libech? Noichach b'nei Hashem, right opposite the Rabbi Nisham. So if you learn by night, you have the Rabbi Nisham opposite you. You want to be zeichet to the crown of Torah. Yizar b'chol eloisav. You should be careful every one of your nights. V'lo ya'abid afila aches mehem b'shani. You shouldn't miss even one. Afila aches mehem b'shena. You shouldn't lose even one with sleep. V'achila v'shtia v'sichuk yagzela. Don't lose out that you went a whole night without learning Torah because you were eating, you were sleeping, you were drinking, you were schmoozing. Even in the summer, Belaila Sektzorim, in the short nights, can go in Betamos, like in the month of Tammuz we are now, which Alois is very early, and Seis is very late, so it's a short night. So most of the night, and we see, go look in the Sfarim, it's definitely brought down that a person up until the age of 50 should sleep at least 8 hours a night. Reb Chaim says that Bezman has had 7 hours a night. He says after the age of 50, we need less sleep. And in fact, and even if we didn't need less sleep, I don't think as we get closer to 50, I think most of us realize we can't even sleep longer, even if we wanted to. But so most of the night is really for night. For the night is not even that long. So most of the night is created for sleep. You have to learn something before you go to sleep. So that was so far the positive. This is what we're going to get if we learn Torah. Hashem is noichach across from you. All these things you're going to get if you learn some Torah by night. Okay, obviously the more the merrier. Now, however, if chas v'shalom someone doesn't, any night house that does not, you don't hear the sound of Torah by night, a fire will burn it. Now, give me 1 second, because he doesn't finish the whole thing, so I have it here on my phone. I took a picture of it from the Gemara. Give me a second, let me pull it up here. So, Amar Elazar, Kobay Shein Di Return Nishmar Balayla. Any house that houses not Eishay Chaltay, a fire of Gehenim will burn the Baal Habayis, the owner of the house. Shenema Kochoshich Mamon Litzvuna. Took a bad picture. Kochoshich Tamin Litzvunav. All the night, right, is going to be hidden from the. For any house that the Torah is hidden, it's when I'm referring to the Torah, the fire that does not require, nufach means to blow on it, right? The fire that does not require anything to blow on it, meaning the Eish of Gehenim, is going to burn him. The Issa of Perikam Adavis is brought down in Masech Azavis, the Loi Moisef Yosef, the Hainu, the Loi Moisef Luma Torah, Mituba Ava Elof, somebody who does not add on to his Torah by night. From Tu Bav and on, Yosef and Ailo, Chas V'Shalom, will be Nesa from the world. The Ayman Magen Avram. So let's just pause for 1 second. Why is this such a big thing that if you don't have Torah by night, that it's going to, if you don't have Torah by night, it's such a, the Gemara brings down that how you're going to burn in Gehenim, physically, your Chas V'Shalom, someone's house can burn down from it, right? So he says very, very simple, right? He says, number one, like we said, that when we have a mitzvah, v'gisvayam v'layla, and we're talking, so the Mashiach says, the first pshat, that we're talking about a guy who doesn't learn the entire day. And when he's going to come up to Shemayim, he's going to say, why didn't you learn the whole day? The answer is very simple. I had a job, I had to go to work. So that's fine. He has an excuse. But the second he comes home from work, and he sits down, and he puts his feet up, and he's reading a book, or watching a movie, or doing nothing, he has no excuse anymore. So now he has no excuse. By day, he got saved from a punishment because at least he had an excuse. But by night, there's no, what's it called? Another pshat the Mashiach brings down, he says, but during the day, if you don't hear Torah by night, it's Torah outside. By day, it's noisy. You can't hear what's going on. By night, if you don't hear Torah from someone's house, that means he's anti-Torah, right? He doesn't have people at his home learning with his kids. He himself is not learning because you would hear it, what's going on. The fact that it's not nishmay and you don't hear Torah from a guy's house at night, that means that he's really anti the Torah. Because otherwise, at least at night, you would hear it. Somebody would be learning. Somebody would be learning with his kids, so on and so forth. Somebody learning with him. There'll be a Talmud Chacham in his house learning. He would be learning. Somebody would be learning. It's a very bad sign when you don't hear Torah by night. Okay. Let's just finish up the Mishnah Berurah so we can get to the end of this sif. How much you have to sleep? I am going to run the shnas on the malayla and lose ashir kvuat. There's no set time. How much am I supposed to allot myself for sleeping? It depends on every person based on his strength and his health. Don't say I have to sleep more. Don't just go sleep because you enjoy it. What do you need for your strength? This is Mishnah Shana Litzadikim. When a tzaddik sleeps, it's bad for them, bad for the world. Perish Rashi, while they're sleeping, they can't be Isaac Ventura. So therefore, it's bad for them because they're not getting mitzvahs. And it's bad for the world because the Talmid Chacham are not learning Torah. Now, the same thing, even if you're not a tzaddik, when you are sleeping, you're not accomplishing anything. So therefore, you should be Mashiach how much sleep you have, he's telling us. And that's how much. Now, if you go back to what we learned a couple of weeks ago, obviously, if when you have in mind, when you go to sleep, I'm going to sleep, so I should be able to get up for the Daf Yomi, or I'm going to sleep, so I should be able to get up to daven and be able to concentrate on my davening. So now your sleeping becomes a mitzvah. That went through the back to that concept of if we have in mind that the reason each thing I do, and then we can also sit on the couch and take a break for an hour. I need to air out, and then I'm going to be able to focus on my learning. So that's a person's Mashiach, and therefore, if he does everything at the end of the day, l'kvod Hashem, then all these things, actually, you're eating, you're sleeping, all these things can actually become a mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop over here, and in mitzvah Hashem, we will